Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to those that are tuning in with us out in the parking lot. If there are those that are out there, there probably are. Welcome to everyone, of course, in the sanctuary this morning, and also welcome to those who are watching our online service as well. We're glad that you're tuning in with us. We call this Sunday Rally Day at Peace because it's like a whole bunch of new things are happening here this morning. Are you already experiencing those? Do you smell the hot dogs and hamburgers? Are they cooking? This is a hard service to get through for me. 20 minutes in, I'm like, man, I'm hungry. Man. Did you see the spaceship? That's not out on the lawn every day, right? That's a totally new thing, right? And the biggest new thing is the Beavers are 2-0. That never happens. Rick, does that ever happen? And it's looking good for the rest of the season, too. It's an exciting time to know that they're 2-0 heading into the rest of the year. And who knows? Maybe the football championships. Well, for us, it's a similar way for us here at Peace. Today's just a taste of where we're headed for the rest of the season. So we're kind of whetting your appetite in worship today. We're going to be reading through some sections of David's life in the next 4 or 5 weeks. We've got a great adult Bible study that just started here this morning. Elder Rick Durling's leading us for 4 weeks, and then Elder Merv Munster 4 weeks after that. You'll want to check into that. And then our choir began their practice here this morning. We're going to look forward to hearing from them in a couple of weeks down the road. So just exciting to just get a taste of where we're headed in the months ahead and have that experience here this morning. Just one other, I guess, two announcements that are important to share, and then I think Kay's got something to share as well. The first is that next Sunday, we're keeping this rhythm with time. 8 o'clock choir practice, 9 o'clock Sunday school for all ages, and then 10 o'clock worship. We're keeping that next week. The difference is next week we're going to be doing a worship outside on the patio. So we're hoping to catch some good weather next weekend. So plan accordingly for next Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning. And then just a note, of course I already mentioned it, after church today, everyone's invited out to the patio. We've got games set up. I may play you in cornhole. You can come and play me. I'd love to take you on. We've got the spaceship out there to bounce around in. We know Wally's ready to jump and get going on that. So, and of course, hot dogs and hamburgers as well. Thank you to everyone who has participated in putting today together. It takes a lot of thought and coordinating, so thank you to everyone. I think Kay had an announcement to share before we begin our worship. We'll have Kay Glaither come up.
As you know, the bazaar is coming up soon, in a couple of months. And one of our most popular items are the baskets. And here's how it works. If you don't do any crafts, or even if you do, if you would like to sponsor a basket, we would love it. So here's how it works. You purchase whatever you think would be wonderful in a basket. It might be a gift basket. It might be a bath and body basket. It might be a get well basket. It might be a dorm finals week snack basket. Anyway, you can pick a theme, and I have some ideas out in the narthex if you want to pick up a sheet. And you buy the items for the basket, put them in a paper bag, put my name on it, put them in the kitchen. You don't have to get a basket. I'll take care of the rest. I'll put it together, wrap it, and we will put it in the bazaar. Anyway, the baskets are great, and they don't work unless you help and do some of your part. Thank you.
Awesome. Right around the corner. Big times ahead. To kind of set our theme for our worship today, I mentioned that we're going to be reading some little life passages from David. And what we want to be thinking about as we head into worship is, who's been a friend to you at Peace? Now, don't answer it out loud. I just want you to think about, is there someone that's just been a great friend to you at this church? Let's think about that as we head into worship here this morning. I see people already nodding. Just hold that thought, and we'll get back to that as we read our passages here in just a moment.